Hi, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show. My name is Kimberly Falker, and I am not only the host of the Balancing Point podcast, but I'm also the producer of this show. On the show, New York City principal dancer Megan Fairchild answers your questions. And if you've been a regular listener, I want to first of all say thank you. But as a regular listener, you're also aware that we've been airing the show 3 days each week. And while Megan really enjoys being able to answer as many questions as she can, one thing about being a professional principal dancer with New York City Ballet is there's not a whole lot of free time. So what we're going to do is go back to our original schedule of one show per week. So starting today, we will be airing the show each week, every Tuesday. Same quality show, same valuable content, just a little less frequent. Megan just loves hearing from you. She loves helping out her listeners. So as always, you can go to my website at balancingpoint.com and record your question. It goes straight to my email. Or if you'd rather not leave your voice, you can go ahead and send an email to kimberly@balancingpoint.com. All right, so let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
Today I answer a question from Eden, who wrote in, how do you overcome bad dance habits that snuck up during bar and are now affecting center? Thanks for writing in, Eden. I think keeping bad habits in check is kind of the goal of every bar, every day. You're checking in with your body, and it might be a little different than the last time you danced. Maybe you sat in a car for a long time or slumped at your desk in school. Maybe you did some other form of exercise that is making the muscles we don't like to work in ballet more dominant. Or maybe you were just really sore from a ballet rehearsal or point class the day before. Whatever the case is, every time you step up to the bar, you have to think that you are starting from square one all over again. The focus is on getting back to perfect alignment and posture while making sure to initiate from the correct places. We are focusing on not gripping in the hips, back, or quads, but instead using the inner thighs and lower abdominals to initiate our movements. This is the way to not develop bad habits. If you get to a place where you feel like you have developed a bad habit in your dancing, always go back to the bar and try a movement slowly and use the bar for balance. I always say to students when I'm teaching, if you don't place your body where you want it, it will never end up creating the right shapes for ballet. Our bodies are not made to be turned out like we are asking them to do, and there has to be a deliberateness to your dancing and the way you place yourself. Otherwise, we aren't dancers. We are just victims of gravity. So take the time at bar to really work in the right way. Don't force things, but don't just accidentally end up in your positions. Be conscious throughout your whole bar where your body is, what muscles you are using, if your bones are stacked properly on top of each other. Then by the time you move into center, you should be working in the right way. Everything starts at the bar. It's the place to get square in your placement since you work on one side and then the other, and also it is an opportunity to find your balance in all the positions without relying on the wrong muscles. So take that opportunity every day you do a ballet bar to dance as clean as possible. Thanks so much for writing in, Eden. Well, I hope you liked this show. If you did, please take a moment to stop by iTunes and leave us a rating and review. If you would like to have your question featured here on the show, just head on over to balancingpoint.com. You can record directly there by going to the Ask Megan tab and following the easy directions. You can also keep in touch with me by following me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or at my website meganfairchild.com. I'd like to give a huge thank you to Kimberly Falker, the host of Balancing Point, for inspiring me and helping me make this idea come true. See you guys next Monday. Until then, happy dancing.